About 50 miles from the mouth of the Indus River lies Karachi, a sprawling megacity, port, and bustling financial hub that is home to over 16 million people. After the floods struck 2 months ago, another 100,000 people poured in, seeking shelter and relief aid. Many ended up living in squalid conditions. This warehouse was formerly a giant rice storage depot, but since the crops have been washed away, we found farmers instead of rice.
So this is Bin Qasim town. It's one of the largest refugee camps in the Karachi area. There's about 10 or 12,000 people living here. This is actually a rice storage facility that's now vacant. There are five sheds like this one. If you look over there, you'll see into the distance thousands of people living in extremely primitive conditions. The size of this camp really gives a sense of the scale of the problem that the local authorities here are facing. Most of the families who are here are living on these rough mats. They don't have many other possessions. There's no privacy for the families. Usually several people sleeping on one sheet every night.
Hum kidhar jaye? Udhar bhi sailab mein pani hai. Hum udhar kidhar jaye? Kidhar baithenge? Idhar hamare ko bolte hain ki tum log jao apne gaon. Apne watan jao. Hamare udhar itna sailab hai. Hum kidhar jaye bhai? Hamara koi madad nahi ki diya jaye. नहीं सैलाब ये इन्हें पक्का है ना कोई कूलर हमें मिला है बोलते जाओ बोले जा जा हमारे पास है ही नहीं कहाँ से दें हम किधर जाएं नहीं बेसा ये देखो ये इस पर हम सोता है किसी को एहसास है
The provincial government is providing the refugees with water and food twice a day, but it's still a pretty terrible place to live.
Obviously, there's also problems with food hygiene. As you can see, the conditions that people are eating in here are extremely basic. There are flies everywhere, and that's a result of the fact that the hygiene is so poor. There's almost no sanitation, there's no running water, and there are basically no toilet facilities. So these people are largely defecating in the open, or sometimes in the gutters on the edges of the sheds we're standing in. You see streams of raw sewage where people have been relieving themselves, and that's both extremely unpleasant to live in, and it's also extremely dangerous to people's health.
A basic medical centre has also been set up to help with the growing caseload of health problems.
The doctors that we've just spoken to in this rather small medical camp at the top of this building, they say that over half the cases they receive, about 200 patients a day, most of them are to do with skin diseases. And in fact, if you look at some of these children, you'll often see that they're showing the signs of some of these diseases themselves in their eyes, or just on their skin. And children are coming down with gastro diseases, diarrhea, other problems like that. And some of the people who are here have told us that some of these children have actually died over the last couple of weeks from these type of diseases.
ये बेटा मेरा बहुत बीमार है, गरीब है, पैसा कुछ भी नहीं है. कोई भी मदद नहीं कर रहा है कोई भी नहीं सुन रहा है खुदा के लिए हमारी मदद करो बहुत दिन हो गए इसको बेहोश पड़ा है
One of the discoveries of the flood is that many of these villagers, in particular the pregnant women, have never had access to proper health care in their lives. Pakistan has some of the world's worst maternal mortality rates, and so gynecologists say the flood offers an opportunity to educate new patients and increase their chances of survival. But the sheer numbers make it very difficult to see everyone.
So we've just been talking to this lady. She says that this child, this little boy called Abdul Qadir, was born apparently last night.
यहाँ हम लोग दो तीन मर्तबा लेके गया इधर कोई इंजेक्शन वगैरह यहाँ कोई ऐसा नहीं था फिर हम लोग ठठा ले गया वहाँ से डिलीवरी हुआ वहाँ से सब कुछ हुआ.
The government is registering the refugees with documents called Watan cards, which entitle a family to 20,000 rupees now, about £150. With the promise of another £600 further down the line. The idea is to help them rebuild their houses and their lives. But complaints of corruption are rife, and several refugees said officials were demanding bribes in exchange for the cards.
डॉलर पता नहीं कितने भी कितना भी आसिफ जरदारी को डॉलर आए हमारे ये कैंप में लेकिन इधर कोई भी नहीं आया है और हमारा कार्ड जो है शनाख्ती वो भी वतन कार्ड भी नहीं लेते हैं रोटी कपड़ा मकान हमें रोटी मकड़ा कपान चाहिए और कुछ भी नहीं चाहिए हम सैलाब वाले हैं, हमारा मदद कीजिए।
There's a palpable sense of anger at the way the government and the state have handled the aftermath of the floods.
हम तो पहले से ही इस मुल्क को कायम हुए 65 साल हो गए 66 तो उस टाइम से ये एक ही तबका खाता आ रहा है मुल्क को, हम इनको अच्छी तरह पहचानते हैं, ये हमारे कभी नहीं होंगे, हम तो गुलाम हैं, हमें गन पॉइंट पे वोट लिया जाता है और जो जो बैकवर्ड एरियाज हैं वो बेचारे उनके उनका नारे मारते हैं कि ये हमारा सब कुछ यही है वो, लेकिन रिटर्न में उसको कुछ भी नहीं देता। जो अभी हमारे दिल में नफरत है इन फ्यूडलिस्ट और जमींदारों के जागीरदारों के खिलाफ।
In another part of the city, we visited a camp run by the Jamaat Islami religious party. Some said they'd been invigorated by their experience of living in Karachi and that it had changed their outlook on life. Now they're starting to go home, but therein lies a bigger challenge.
There's about 350 people here. The conditions certainly much better than the state-run camp we were at earlier. And in fact, about a couple of hundred of the people who are living here are now getting ready to start making the journey home. One of the most interesting things the people are saying is that the changes to their area aren't just physical, they're also going to be political and economic. They say that their relationship with the landlords, with the feudal landlords who are very dominant in these areas, has changed, and that you know, they say they're not going to be subservient to them anymore. Now whether that actually turns out to be the case remains to be seen, but certainly these floods seem to have made people reassess their relationship in the areas that they come from, the relationships of power that have gone on for decades.